This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the book of Jeremiah, chapter 43. When Jeremiah finished speaking to the people all these words of the Lord their God, with which the Lord had sent him to them, Azariah, son of Hoshaiah, Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the insolent men shouted to Jeremiah, "You lie! It was not the Lord our God who sent you to tell us not to go to Egypt to settle. It is Baruch, son of Neriah, who stirs you up against us, to hand us over to the Chaldeans to be killed or exiled to Babylon." Johanan, son of Kareah, and the rest of the leaders and the people did not obey the Lord's command to stay in the land of Judah. Instead, Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army leaders took along the whole remnant of Judah that had been dispersed among the nations and had returned thence to dwell again in the land of Judah. Men, women, and children, the princesses, and everyone whom Nebuzaradan, captain of the bodyguard, had entrusted to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan. Also Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, son of Neriah. Against the Lord's command, they went to Egypt, and arrived at Tarphanes. Jeremiah in Egypt. This word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tarphanes. Take with you large stones, and sink them in mortar in the brickyard at the entrance to the royal building in Tarphanes, while the men of Judah look on. And then say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will send for my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bring him here. He will set his throne upon these stones which I, Jeremiah, have sunk, and stretch his canopy over them. He shall come and strike the land of Egypt with death, whoever is marked for death, with exile, everyone destined for exile, with the sword, all who are intended for the sword. He shall set fire to the temples of Egypt's gods, and burn the gods or carry them off. As a shepherd delouses his cloak, he shall delouse the land of Egypt and depart victorious. He shall smash the obelisks of the temple of the sun in the land of Egypt, and destroy with fire the temples of the Egyptian gods.